Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And then, okay, I'm gonna tee you up right now. Oh, hey, Monzo, you may want to get to a microphone. Why don't you pull up a microphone, Monzo? Seriously, painful. Joe's got something to say to you. You ready?
I got to say something to Monzo?
Yeah, you ready?
What did I do?
Oh,
WWE?
No, Joe, get ready. I'm gonna hand the mic to you. He texts me Friday. I'm at the mall with Jed having a good time.
Right.
Doesn't understand why we're anti-Adam Gase. Thinks he'd be perfect to coach
it.
The Jets.
Monzo, go ahead, Joe. Monzo, what are you, nuts?
They said perfect.
No, boy, you're out of your mind. Adam Gase, he stunk in Miami. I want him here.
I said he did a lot with very little.
You know what? He is very little. You know what? There's no way in hell that I want
Adam
Gase.
I never said he was the solution. I just said
I'm telling you right now, Mike McCarthy is the guy. I don't want to hear about Adam Gase.
Never
I don't
said
want
that
to hear
wasn't the
about Matt Rhule. I don't want to hear about Cliff Kingsbury. I don't want to hear about Eric Bieniemy. I don't want to hear about any of them. Monken, Richard, whoever these guys are, okay? The guy you have to hire if you are finally Christopher Johnson, serious about being a legitimate Super Bowl contender. And again, I'm going to say this again. I love John Harbaugh, but John Harbaugh is not, he's not here. He's available. Here we go. This guy, McCarthy, is. The track record is unbelievable. The nonsense about that, how could you hire him because he won a Super Bowl already and no coach has ever won a Super Bowl with a different team is garbage. Garbage.
I don't think Costello likes him.
Garbage.
Don't deflect, Mons.
I've already addressed Costello with that. Garbage. It's garbage.
Monzo loves Gase. I don't get your guy's angle with him. He won games with Tannehill and Osweiler.
You can have Gase, 23-25. I want no part. Go coach the freaking Denver Broncos. I want no part of him. McCarthy is the guy.
There you go, Mons.
That's it. There is no other. That's it. You can't sell. Unless by some miracle you wound up with John Harbaugh or Jim Harbaugh or Mike Tomlin became available or, Vince Lombardi is resurrected and he's
Bill
back,
O'Brien.
And he's. Please stop it.
We want him left here.
Not anymore, I don't. No. And it's 1962 and it's Vince Lombardi, then I would think about it, okay? The guy is McCarthy. McCarthy. This idea that Bill Parcells, why'd they hire him? He won a Super Bowl 21 years, before he came to the Jets. So how could he win another one? It would be the biggest moment. I'm telling you, I said this to you off the air. I would be the most excited as a Jet fan if they signed Mike McCarthy today or in the next couple of days to be their head coach. It would be the most excited I've been since they beat the Patriots in a playoff game 8 years ago. It would clearly be the most excited as a Jet fan I have been about a head coach since they hired Parcells 21 years ago. It's not even debatable.
So which would you prefer, Mike McCarthy or Bryce Harper to the Mets?
Mike McCarthy.
Okay. Wow.
It's a no-brainer.
All right.
Without Bryce Harper, there still could be a chance with the pitching, a couple things go right for them, that they could be a legitimate contender in the National League East.
Right.
There is no shot. If the Jets bring in some college coach or Adam Gase, it's not happening.
It's a low percentage.
About a 20% shot at best if one of those guys is going to make it. And again, when you look at the history of the franchise, it tells you that bringing that coordinator first-time guy in, like it's an entry-level job, does not work.
Yeah. Take that, Monzo, with your Adam Gase.
Not work. And I'm going to run them down again. One more time for all the brilliant guys that are out there, okay? I know I'm just an idiot Jet fan, and I'm an idiot because I've been a Jet fan for 54 years, so how smart can I be? I agree. But I'm going to run them down just since 1990. Bruce Coslett, 4 years. Pete Carroll, 1 year. Richie Kotite, 2 years, all right? Bill Parcells, the same Bill, 3 years.
Three.
He won nothing. He won one freaking playoff game, okay? Let's be real about it. Al Groh, 1 year. Herman Edwards, 5 years. Eric Mangini, 3 years. Rex Ryan, 6 years. The great Todd Bowles, 4 years. How about a guy that comes in here and coaches a team for like 10 damn years? How about that? We haven't had that since Weeb Eubank. Enough with the garbage and the second-rate guys you're going to bring in here. It's time to win. I want to go to war against Bill Belichick with a machine gun, okay? Not a slingshot.
Not a pea shooter.
All right? I hate to use that kind of term, but I'm trying to think what the best term it could be. This is the guy. Look at the resume. The idea that he's a retread. A retread. That word was used by a guy I like. A retread. I guess Bill Parcells was a retread 4 different times. Right? St. Bill, who walked on water. All right? Enough already. I am so sick when I read the crap that I had to read in the paper over the weekend from some of these guys. It's not the slam dunk you think it is, Jet fans. How could he win? He won a Super Bowl somewhere else already. Oh, we got to hire. Oh, here's the coaching staff. Matt Rhule, Richard Monken. By that, you know who in the Daily News. Oh, my God. Stop it. Stop. Christopher Johnson, stop it. You want to sell tickets? Hire Mike McCarthy, okay? You want to sell tickets? You got the Steelers coming in. There'll be terrible towels everywhere. You got the Giants coming in. Half the place will be wearing, Saquon Barkley jerseys. You got the Cowboys coming in. Oh, my God. 70% of the place is going to be Cowboy fans. What? The fraud Patriot fans that are everywhere, you know what they're going to be there, right? These are the games you got coming up. How about trying to win the damn games? Enough. It's a no-brainer. Mike McCarthy. Let me say it again. Mike McCarthy. Don't listen to any of this garbage. The only guys that had it right, I'll give the 2 guys in the paper that had it right. Steve Serby, who said they should get McCarthy in a building and lock the door until he signs a contract. And the other one's Mike Vaccaro, who said it's not an entry-level position anymore. They cannot bring a first-time guy or a stiff like Adam Gase here, okay? That's it. Done. Get it done. Get it done, Christopher! And McCagnon, you want to be around or you want to be looking for your next job in 3 years? Get it freaking done right for a change. $100 million under the cap. You finally look like you got a quarterback. The 3rd pick in the draft. Now get the damn right head coach in here. All right? Enough. Enough!
Beautiful. Twice in one day. You're on fire today. All because Monzo's an idiot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.